your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Good morning. Welcome to The Warrior Within. Today we are full team with me, Marty Gallagher, and Brandy Jackson. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hello there.
Good. So listen, this is Dairy Part 2. We got many emails from you who asked questions regarding the subject of dairy. Very controversial, actually, subject, even though it sounds trivial. And we would like to expand the examination of dairy and other foods. But beyond that, first of all, thank you for the calls and thank you for the emails. I really appreciate it. And keep calling with your question. Your questions are very, very important for us. Every question that you ask is important because other people who listen learn from that, and in most cases, it's relevant for them too. Now, I want to say something. We touch so many subjects. We analyze so many topics that regarding to your health, your function, muscularity, survival, etc. What I'm trying to do now, very soon, starting this show and going on, is start to connect things together. Remember, the warrior diet is all about survival. Human survival is not fully defined today. It's really not defined. I said before, I say it again, if I ask any one of you, you will have to think, what does it mean, survival? Does it mean staying alive? Beyond the banality, beyond the surface, it's a very deep subject that has a lot of application to everything that you do. And I'd like to enlarge the conversation of every topic that we talk about in regard to our survival. Yes, it sounds a little bit pretentious to do that, but I'll do my best, and this is not me trying to connect to the universe here. This is us trying to present science, principles, and things that provenly working methods and even speculations, but based on science. It is very important for humans to understand what are the principles of their survival. What are the things that make them strong, healthy, creative, developing, etc.? And what are the things that deteriorate us? What is the meaning, for example, of aging? Aging process, by any means, any way that you examine it, aging process is something that leads into death. Yeah? One way, no way back. Is there no way back? Is it possible to reverse the degrading processes? Forget about just diseases, okay? Is it possible to reverse the aging process? When are we start to age? Do we start to age when we are 60, 40, 30? These are all very important questions. Furthermore, I know the subject today is dairy, but you're going to see why do I do this presentation in the beginning. Furthermore, there's more and more discoveries to certain kind of genetical programs that maybe can make us live forever, at least theoretically. Do we know about this? Yes, there is a science behind it. Why doesn't it reach the public? Two reasons. One, too sophisticated for the quick fix crowd who want to see something in Oprah, something like funny, easy to understand. What shall I do? What shall I do? You know, how does it work? Very simple. Simple and easy. Simple and easy. Women magazine, simple and easy. Fitness men magazine, simple to understand. build muscle, burn fat, great. Well, this show is not about putting the record straight. Things are not that simple. It needs certain kind of level of sophistication, but we will present, and I'd like to talk about it. I would like to talk about the three systems, genetic system, that either elevate you or putting you down. I would like to talk about things that either increase your genetic code to become powerful, healthy, sustain youth, and talk about things that will degrade your genetic code and making you old, weak, fat, and sick. Okay? It sounds extreme, but I'll try to prove it. Feel free to call, because everything from now on will be connected more and more to your survival. This is what I believe. I believe all of us, right, Marty, right, Brandy?
Indeed, sir. Yeah.
All of us need to understand that if there's any kind of meaning to the word revolution or any kind of revolution today in the health business, is understanding fully the principle of your health, not just vague slogan, quick fix, you know, popular media gimmicks, longevity pill, stuff like this. We'll discuss everything. Now, let's come back to dairy. I gave this just introduction. It's almost like a promo introduction because it didn't come to details. I want to tell you up front something about dairy. There's good, obviously, dairy and bad dairy. We talked about it. But principally, dairy is one of the most primal food of humans. And as you're going to soon see, it contains certain kind of nutritional composition that make it, by many means, not all means, superior to virtually every other protein food on Earth today. Yes, that including fish and meat and poultry, beans, just name it. Doesn't mean superior that we should drop everything else. No, absolutely not. This is not the logic of biology. The fact that some protein have certain level of superiority over that doesn't mean that you have to drop the other thing. In fact, quite the opposite. It just means that you should understand what you're putting in your body. If something becomes superior, in many cases it could become either essential or conditionally essential. That means you have to introduce it to the body this way or another. I'd like to, in the introduction to the radio, if you look at the promo, I introduced the concept of supercharged protein. Now, let's examine what does it mean, supercharged protein. Something that dairy do contain, especially certain kind of dairy. We were taught to believe that there are 21 amino acids that we need in our body. Our bodies can produce most of them. But 9 essential amino acids, theoretically, is supposed to come from the food. And if we get it from the food, we have all the protein that we need to survive. Right, Marty?
Indeed.
Theoretically. But not in real life.
Right.
In real life, people who are extremely active, such as Marty Gallagher, right?
Every day.
Need a little bit more than the minimum recommended.
A lot more.
A little bit more or a lot more, a certain kind of amino acid, a lot more. I want to be more specific here, okay? What happened is that protein evaluates. There is an evaluation system of protein, which become more and more sophisticated according to the amino score. That means how much of the essential amino acid do they have? How much of the conditional essential amino acid they have? Conditional essential, that means the body can produce this amino acid, but it needs them so much that it better be supplemental for the dietary to only support it. So up to now, you can even read about it in muscle magazines, okay? And digestibility. Digestibility is also important. So when you combine it, call all these elements together, you can decide what protein is better than the other. But there are other elements. Other elements involved is the fact that what's not calculated is how much certain kind of amino acid, even if it's appear in the food, can be destroyed or even utilized. How much of it can even penetrate your cell, that is not fully advertised. And in life, we don't just live on shakes alone. Even if we can get a very good shake, it's impossible to live on a shake alone. It's even unhealthy. Because one of the most important things about humans, as we discussed in the previous show, is the fact that we have adapted to better survive on mixed protein than one protein alone. Even the most superior protein will be inferior to a mixed protein diet. There are many, many reasons for that. It's not just the amino acid, etc. It's the nutritional cofactors that food contains. Almonds bring you vitamin E, which is the muscle antioxidant. We'll talk about it soon. Other nuts bring you, obviously, almonds too, certain kind of mineral composition, phytonutrients, okay? Beans bring you other phytonutrients, fiber, etc. Greens or plant protein, if it's coming the raw side, bring you massive amount of antioxidant. All of them are needed to your diet. So living on a single protein source, even if it's superior, diminish your capacity for the variety of other nutritional cofactors you should have get from the diet. But moreover, what become clear since the 70s studies by the FAO, okay, have shown that we do better on mixed protein, on protein blend, than a single protein food. And if this is indeed, and this is what happened in real life, I mean, you cannot just go to a restaurant and then ask for cheese alone.
Even
if it's the best thing. Sorry?
How boring.
It is boring.
I mean, who would want to live on one protein source? That would be enough to send me to an insane asylum.
Very good point. Actually, Marty, everything in your body will reject such a diet. It's a very unhealthy diet.
And, you know, Ori, with the, I used to interview the world's top bodybuilders for a living.
Right.
That's what I did for a decade. And many, 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 many of them in their final 12-week pre-competition phase, I won't mention any names, but they would live exclusively on chicken breast.
Which is a huge mistake, huge mistake.
Yeah.
And I'd like to examine now, what is the role of dairy with all this mixed protein? What is the meaning of supercharged protein? We have the first break for now. We come right after that. This is information you cannot get in any other place. So stay tuned with us.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Well, in the break, Marty told me something quite scary, and in a second I'm going to ask you, Marty, to tell us, okay, you don't have to mention the name, I know where you stand, but just briefly, but let me continue with where we finished on the last segment. What happened is when you eat mixed protein, most protein food are either cooked, so they are losing certain kind of important amino acid, we'll talk about it in a second, or simply deficient. All plant protein are good protein source, but they are deficient. They don't have all the balance of essential amino acids and conditional that we need. Most plant protein, in fact, most food today missing, for example, the amino acid lysine. The amino acid cysteine is being actually destroyed. It's very sensitive to heat cooking and processing. These are very important amino acid. Now, even though things appear on the label, okay, let's say you have like a protein like meat that contains an amino acid. In the end of the day, you either get a deficient protein after cooking or borderline. That means you have all the amino acid, but it's borderline. So what happened is a little bit effort, massive training, stress, skipping, you know, not eating enough because of stress, or anything like this can cause a depletion of critical amino acid that the body now, at that point, needs. The only way it can restore it by digging to its own tissue, muscle tissue, and breaking it down in order to retrieve the amino acid that it missed. What is supercharged protein? Supercharged protein actually are proteins that have a surplus of essential and conditionally essential amino acid. It doesn't appear fully on the literature, because on the literature, the biological value of protein cannot cross 100. They used, in the beginning, they gave eggs, good source of protein, by the way, 100. And later on, they decided that whey protein is the 100, so eight eggs went to 94 or 98 per something or 96 per something. It doesn't matter. The point is that it doesn't matter even if a protein is 100 in real life. The concept of supercharged protein is not being addressed. Supercharged protein is a donator protein. That means it has not just enough essential amino acid and conditionally to supply by itself what your body needs at that point. It has the excess of amino acid to donate to other amino acid, other protein food in your diet, and make them complete. For instance, if you have a supercharged protein together even with inferior protein coming from deficient, not inferior, deficient protein, coming from beans, for example, okay, or seeds or nuts, just a small amount of a supercharged protein will make all the meal altogether perfect, okay? Perfect for human consumption, because you don't just get from the supercharged protein what you need, you get an overcharge of essential amino acid that are missing in the other protein, and altogether you got a very good protein to your diet. For instance, almonds, great food, great field food that have also a nice protein composition, minerals, fibers, very rich in zinc, and salicylic acid. We talk about salicylic acid actually promote thermogenesis and weight loss, fat burning. Almonds are one of the richest salts, but almonds don't have a complete protein. You put almond with good grass-fed cows, cheese, preferably those that make from raw milk, you know, the egg cheese, and you got a perfect meal for the body. Not fast assimilating, though, but the cheese from grass-fed cow and even cottage cheese from grass-fed cow and definitely and certainly whey protein from grass-fed cow or whey protein from grass-fed animal could be grass-fed goat or sheep, if it's available. I'm not sure it's available. a good one, okay, which is processed well. These foods are supercharged. They are supercharged protein. They can donate a surplus of essential amino acids to other food in your meal or during the day and make your diet much more viable than you even think. And they do not need to be applied in large amounts. Marty, you told me something, and the opposite could be dangerous. Could you give us quickly the example with a bodybuilder, champion bodybuilder?
Oh, I have many yes. examples of extremism taken to its logical conclusion. You know, in a lot of cases, results in health catastrophes. You know, just there's numerous champions. What one guy at the very top, he was an Olympia level guy, he basically burnt his guts out by eating solely protein, primarily white meat chicken, almost to exclusion, and he developed so much bile that he had to have a good chunk of his intestines cut out.
Incredible. Incredible. This is sad. You know, and I don't just blame the bodybuilders. I think the media is so blind to the truth. This magazine are so brutally, I know the writer behind, they have no idea about human survival or biology. They're not even interested in that. It's all popping powder below animal, weight of animal consumption.
Corey, I wrote an article for a magazine recently talking about that there's a lot of evidence that it looks like human performance potential is about topped out. We kind of hit the natural peak in the 50s, the steroid era, which really took hold in the 60s, kind of artificially bumped us. But once we are able to reinstitute some drug testing, what we're finding is that the records are over the past 20 years across the board, whether it's track and field or lifting or any kind of running or jumping, they're staying the same. They're not dramatically improving, and it's leading scientists to believe that as a species, we're pretty well topped out.
That's a very interesting observation. Assuming the fact that we are going to continue doing what we're doing now, we're probably way, way beyond our peak.
Your whole thing about good natural foods, it's a lot of evidence is pointing to the fact that those Southern California bodybuilder types back in the 50s might have been onto something. I pulled out something, an article by a guy named Marvin Etter, and his diet sounded like something you would write up.
Yeah, your book, I want to remind people about Marty's book, The Purposefully Primitive by Dragon Door Publication. It's really almost, it's beyond encyclopedia to understand real life experience of people who desperately decided to reach, greatness, at least in physical conditioning. There are different kind of approaches, but
yes, all across
it's a must-read book. And Marty called it the purposefully primitive, and we do share the same vision, that in order to understand where we supposed to be, we really have to look at the past. We have to be humble enough to learn from the human experience and even human, philosophy, anthropological evidence, anything that we can learn from the past about human biology, human experience, in order to reach the right conclusion to where do we go. But the purpose of the show here is really to go deep right now and investigate. What's the meaning of a survival? The topic today is dairy, and I'm going to move right now, Marty and Brandy, into a very important subject.
I do want to let you know, Ori, we do have a caller on hold.
Yeah, okay. So let me just finish the teaser, and then we'll take the caller.
Okay.
The subject we're going to talk relates now to certain kind of amino acid, which are playing key role in your survival. Key role, so important that maybe you're not even aware. The human survival is based on one major essential element. It's called energy. And this is not a banal statement. When you look deeply of the meaning of how energy is created, preserved, degraded, or restored in the body, you probably learn a lot about your survival and how food, not just dairy, how food and amino acid play a key role in your survival and why you must support your body with these key energy supporting elements which come in your diet. And I assume that most of this information is unknown or not fully known to the public yet. We'll take the call and we certainly will continue with our discussion of this important topic.
Okay, well, just so you know, we do have another caller after that one. We'll go ahead and take Travis from Virginia. Are you there, Travis?
Yes, I am. How are you today? And I just want to say it's an honor to be on
Travis,
the show.
I don't know why I can hardly hear you.
Yeah, can you speak up, hon?
Is that better?
A little bit better, yes.
Okay, I'm terribly sorry. I just want to say first and foremost, it's an honor to talk to you, Mr. Hoffmeck. I'm a great fan, admirer of your work, sir.
Thank you.
I have a quick question pertaining to dairy. I know there's a big debate in this country.
If you can just increase your voice a little bit more.
I do apologize.
Thank you.
Sir.
That's better.
I know there's a big controversy in this country on the use of raw dairy versus traditional dairy.
Yes.
And obviously, I know that raw is far more superior, but of course, in most areas of the country, people cannot obtain raw dairy, particularly raw milks and so forth. But I was curious to know, or organic milks and cheeses, are they better than, I mean, in other words, are they worth the extra cost, even though they're still, like the case of milk, it's still pasteurized? Does it still offer healthy benefits? And overall, when it comes to dairy, are people cheating themselves on its benefits if they have to stick to traditional dairy sources? They live somewhere where they don't have access to healthier forms of dairy, which is not always easy for some folks to find.
This is a very, very good question. And you know what? Just on this question alone, it's such a good question. It deserves a whole show by itself. And if we go to details, I believe that Marty and Brandy will agree with me. Let me tell you something about your question. Theoretically, bad dairy did not exist in the past. So if we ever evolved to live well on dairy, we evolved to live on a very good grass dairy derived from grass-fed animals, which were raw, mostly raw. I see the sign for the break. Travis, stay with us, and the other caller, I apologize. Right after the break, we continue with this answer to your question.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, I think the connection with Travis was not that good. I tried to very summarize the question. Travis asked me what happened in cases. First of all, is raw milk product superior to even organic non-raw milk products? And what can happen if you don't have an access to organic dairy? My answer is simple. We have adapted to raw, organic, yes, dairy from grass-fed animals. This is how humans evolved to live. The meat that we ate was also from grass-fed animals. The new agricultural phenomena is new to the human species, and we are not fully adapted to it. Nonetheless, in today's world, we sometimes need to make tough choices. There are different kinds of pasteurization. There is even today cold pasteurization, which does not destroy amino acid, not even enzymes. Best choices of dairy should come from grass-fed sources, but ideally from raw milk products. There are many HEs which are done from raw milk, including local. You don't have to go to France or Italy to buy Parmigiano or Reggiano, etc. No, we have good companies here that produce raw milk cheeses locally in Oregon, in Wisconsin, in California. Go and check out. I'm sure there are other places in Jersey, New Jersey, sorry. Check it out. Maybe Pennsylvania, too.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah. Check your options. However, if you don't have the access to raw milk products, then it's very viable choice to get organic milk products coming from grass-fed cows. Because these people who produce it from grass-fed cows and organic are much more careful in the way that they treat the product. And pasteurization has different variation. It does not fully destroy everything as claimed. Yes, raw milk is superior, but it also presents a risk. And I know about few cases that people suffer from bacterial infection because of having raw milk products which are not fully governed. So be careful. If you buy raw milk product, it has to be from a company that have a reputable security or safety measures. I would really, really recommend you. And if you buy it from your neighbor, you better know your neighbor. Okay, it's really the old-fashioned way. You really need to take your judgment. As for non-organic dairy, I personally am against it. I think all dairy should be organic. There could be massive amount of estrogen in non-organic dairy, unless it's clearly said that these cows were not hormonal treatment, okay? Not hormonal treated, neither with antibiotics or estrogen or prolactin or anything else that the dairy industry want to push over with hormonal treated cows. I mean, really, really be careful, read the labels. This is my opinion, and I hope that I answer your question, Travis. Make your choices. If, however, it's non-organic dairy product from Puristin, from the marketplace that you buy in your neighborhood, I really, really endorse local use of dairy, local use of anything, any produce, cucumbers, salads, green, and everything. If you have a market, you know, place in your area, in the weekends or so, go there. You most likely will get the best food possible. It's fresh. It didn't go through transportation. Talk to the farmer. Make sure how it's done. In many cases, it's not certified organic. It's still as good as organic. That's the point. I know, for example, with whey protein. The whey protein that we produce is cold-pressed from grass-fed cows, mostly from Wisconsin cows, okay? And I can tell you, that it's not USDA-certified organic, there is no USDA-certified organic whey right now, but it is as good. It's done from cows which are not hormonal treated. It's called processed grass-fed cows. The nutritional composition is superior. And I'm sure that similar like this appears in other dairy products, cheeses or yogurts or, you know, or even milk, if you really do your investigation. So in today's world, because of so much confusion, just learn about the facts. Make your judgment. Organic, raw milk, always superior. Make sure you buy it from the right source. And otherwise, do your investigation. Hopefully, I answer your question. There's another call, Brandy?
Yes, we have George from Pennsylvania. Hi, George, are you there?
Hey, guys.
Hi, yes. Welcome to the program. Do you have a question for Ori or Martin?
Thanks. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes,
you
yes.
Great.
Hey. How are you doing, George?
It's George Mysticus here from PA, Central Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And I called in last week. I don't know if you remember. We talked about body transformation, and I used to do it with the 6 meals a day thing.
Okay, yes, I remember.
Eating every 3 hours, the whole standard bodybuilding thing. And now I'm trying, I want to do a transformation with the Warrior diet instead. And we talked about that I was having a little trouble getting lean. You suggested to drop the whole organic milk from the Warrior milk after my workouts and whenever I was having it.
Okay.
I did that. That mission was accomplished. You also said I wasn't getting enough protein during the day or at night. So you gave me a few suggestions. I ended up going with the, since we're talking about dairy, the Organic Valley small curd low-fat cottage cheese.
Okay, it's a very good product, yes.
It has a great taste, excellent taste, and I know you're a big fan of the whole version, but I decided to go with low-fat. I hope that's okay.
That's okay because it still has the nutritional cofactor, just less of the fat, so there's nothing wrong with this. Just resent the non-fat cheeses, especially in the case of the cheese, because it's really, they went for too much processing. They really tear away critical, important nutritional cofactor that should be in the cheese, and really it affects the taste too.
Okay.
So your choices are good, and how are you doing? Do you feel slightly different now?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Results-wise, I was, like I said, I was having trouble getting lean. I was having like almost too much fat around the waistline. My waistline went down a little bit.
Good, good, good.
Decreased. I'm taking, I'm documenting the whole thing. I'm taking pictures and everything.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, so those two adjustments worked, and I know that adding the more protein, I didn't realize it because I felt okay, but now I'm thinking back, I did need a heck of a lot more protein. And because I'm mostly a vegetarian,
right,
I wasn't getting enough. So thank you for that tip. That really helped.
Well, your questions are very good, and I really appreciate your call and your documentation. Please send us the pictures because it's important for people to learn. What happened is that there are two kinds of, let's call it meals or muscle meals.
Mm-hmm.
And it really depends on the fuel, not just the protein. We need a fast muscle meal during the day, during the under-eating, that have minimum effect on the digestion, okay, and provide fast fuel and low glycemic fuel and fast assimilating protein. This is the key. If you can combine this element together, you can really nourish your muscle perfectly, even before, but mostly after exercise. At night, it's a time for the slow releasing. More cooked, more slow digesting protein and fuels. And what happened to you, you forgot about the night, the long-term repetition awakening from a large amount of food and slow digesting food. And by reintroducing it back and shifting back to the right cycle of human that you under-eat, you minimize the eating during the day. That means that you don't eat. Many people think they're worried I don't eat. No, you do. You just eat AM fast assimilated, easily digested food in the either raw state or the most fast assimilated food, but they need to be low glycemic. We talked about it before.
Yeah.
And then in the evening, it's the time to really enjoy a big feast, you know, and have the more cooked food, the more slow digesting, the more long-term fuels coming from nuts, for example, which is fat fuel, or carbohydrate can come from low glycemic, good, whole grain, like oats, barley, could be quinoa, corn, corn kernels, very good, etc. So I'm very glad. Another other thing regarding the belly fat, I really recommend you to take a look again on the AstroX. It's one of the best supplements possible created. A combination of herbs that can finally help you get rid of estrogenic substances that usually are the main reason why you suffer from belly fat.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried it, George?
AstroX?
Yes.
No, sir, I haven't got a chance to wear
it. Take a look at this. Take a look at this because
the,
it's important today to protect yourself from estrogenic substance that appear in food either as chemicals or even naturally. We simply have too much estrogen in our system today. You can find information in defensenutrition.com. And do you have any more questions, George?
Yes. My question, I just wanted to give the summary, but my question today is I'm still having trouble deciding which fuel I prefer, carbs or fat, because sometimes I crave carbs and sometimes I crave fat.
Okay, so, and what's wrong with sometimes doing carb and sometimes doing fat?
I thought you said we need to kind of decide what we are and then go with
well,
that.
Well, we need to decide. If your body already gives you a craving, listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to it and start to document how each of them affects your progress. How do you document how it affects your progress? Energy level, performance, okay, and side effect. If you feel that, yes, you have the energy, but suddenly you got a headache, or your skin is breaking, you understand? Or
mm-hmm.
you feel powerful but sluggish, you know, this kind of tired but strength, that means that the fuel does not agree with you perfectly. If, however, you feel the energy, you feel focused, you feel clear, and no side effect, that fuel agrees with you. The cycle itself is important. And each of us has a different cycle, and itself it changes. And one of the reasons is not just the energy that you produce, the kind of muscle fiber that we use. Generally, fast fiber are more carb-oriented, and the slow fiber, the endurance fiber, are more fat-oriented. But it's not a cut clear because the type 2A or the super muscle fiber can use both fuels. That's why I recommend people start day in, day out, then do 2 days of the one fuel, 1 day of the other. Check how the macro or micro cycles affect your progress. If you have any question, send us email or to the radio, and we'll address your question later on because cycling between fuel is very, very important. Too sophisticated for Muscle Magazine. It yet is very important that you know how to cycle and what's your primary fuel, what's your secondary fuel. Thank you, George. I hope that answered your question.
It did. I crave carbs during the day, and mainly at night I crave for fat. That's usually how it goes.
You crave for carbs during the day?
And like fruit or apples or stuff. I crave carbs during the day, and at night I'm craving the fat. That's usually how it is.
Well, in that case, you don't produce enough energy during the day. We need to discuss about it. Have you been using the royal milk?
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you what, George. Give yourself another week to adapt the cycle back with a new diet, and tell me by next week if your sweet craving disappeared.
Okay, you got it.
Okay?
All right.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, George, and we'll continue after this break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, The 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
I believe this is the last segment.
Yes, it is.
And I'd like to tell you that I think I mentioned before, I'm in the end of editing a new book that I'm putting together. It's called The Muscle Retention Revolution. Why revolution? Because it is a revolution. Because it will provide information that didn't reach the public yet. You cannot read about it again in Muscle or Fitness Magazine on regular book. This book does not pretend to connect you to the universe, rather, but it's still ambitious. I wanted to show people clear principles of muscle retention, from the fueling to the protein to the timing, to how the muscle builds itself, restores itself, or destroys itself. Yes, we have a system, amazing system, that can either revive itself or destroy itself regardless to how old you are. I want to show people that they can reach 60 or even 65 or even 70 and have a body of a 30-year-old person and vice versa. Yes, I would prove that you can be 30 years old already already basically expressing an old man genes. That means you can have a body of a 60-year-old biologically when you're already 30 or 35. If you don't understand what's going on, if your priorities are absolutely screwed. If you don't have a clear goal, you will go down. You live a life like a gambler. You look around, and everybody looks the same. Nobody looks. Most people do not look in a good shape, so you feel that you're normal, okay? People accept you like this. Those that love you will accept you weak and sick. It doesn't matter. You go to the office, and you see the same thing. And those who are uniquely in a good shape, they are the minority today. And yes, we admire them, this and that, but we don't want to even to think about taking on ourselves this terrible discipline of these people. And there are also people who managed to reach shape but became so obsessive, out of control, out of balance with their routine, that they managed to destroy themselves. I have people calling me here for help who suffer from muscle dystrophy, okay, because they did not know how to balance. Yes, there are exercises that benefit. Generally, exercise obviously benefit you. Okay, but certain exercise can be counter-effective, and some of the most popular exercise could be counter-effective. We'll come back to this subject. How does it relate to dairy? Let me tell you something. The one thing, and we don't have enough time, and I will talk about it on the next show, on this survival principle, about this revolutionary information that you will learn about who you are, what direction are you going, can you restore yourself, can you regain strength, can you build yourself to the point that you basically don't age, at least literally don't age, or are you ready to accept defeat, just believe that one day that you can pop some pill that will save you. One thing about dairy, it's one of the most rejuvenating food on earth. And I want to be very specific here. That doesn't mean dairy need to be your main source of protein. In fact, it shouldn't. It's a very strong protein, okay? It's like if I like coffee, doesn't mean that I should drink coffee as my main source of fluid. No. I still want to drink my coffee. I like it. I deserve a show by itself. But it should never be my main source of fluid. Water should be my main source of fluid. Same with dairy. Does it mean that it has to be your main source of protein? No. But it could be a substantial source of protein because it provides elements that other proteins do not. Because it's the last segment, I want to mention one amino acid. It's called the amino acid cysteine, L-cysteine. L-cysteine plays a critical role, not just in energy production. It plays a critical role in your defenses, okay, in your immunity and defenses from free radical. The major theory that scientists believe is that the one overall overruling principle for your aging, for your degradation, including the muscle degradation, is the assault or accumulation of free radical, of reactive oxygen species, they're called ROS, where they accumulate and overwhelm the tissue, antioxidant defenses, then a damage can occur. That means lipid peroxidation, protein peroxidation, oxidation of protein, and actually destruction of membrane, destruction of the muscle and the brain energy system, the mitochondria, destruction of nerve cells. Yes, the neuromuscular system can degrade itself simply by, as a result of accumulated oxidative stress. Now, we are not that vulnerable. It is a very important subject that deserves, again, a talk by itself. However, our body has an amazing system to protect itself. It produces its own antioxidant enzyme, mostly in the form of glutathione and SOD. Glutathione is a certain kind of a protein, actually, enzyme, that neutralizes very powerful reactive oxidant radicals and protect the tissue, and especially the mitochondria, from damage. The mitochondria, the energy system in the cell, especially in the muscle and the brain, are very prone to oxidative stress because that's where proton and electron are exchanged constantly. It's a very aggressive reactive process that releases energy but also creates massive oxidative stress. So inherently, the body protects itself from this oxidative stress by producing its own antioxidant. The brain is whole system of the neural system is defended by this mechanism, which depends on one amino acid, a few amino acids, but one of them is played a critical role, the amino acid L-cysteine. The amino acid L-cysteine is a sulfur container amino acid, which is not even essential. It's conditionally essential. Its parent, the amino acid methionine, also the sulfur container of amino acid methionine, is basically the parent of the precursor of the amino acid cysteine. And all the sulfur-containing amino acid, okay, methionine, cysteine, and taurine, are very sensitive to heat and processing. So even if they do appear in food, as we cook food, especially most of the protein food that we eat, we are actually destroying much of this amino acid, but they're also missing in many plant proteins. They're simply not missing, they are deficient. So basically, we don't want to have, in many cases, enough cysteine. Our cysteine plays a critical role. It's not just by itself an antioxidant. It's a precursor, part of the building block of this antioxidant glutathione, okay? So any interruption in the cysteine, glutathione system, can basically be detrimental to the body. We know already that brain deterioration can happen because of a muscle deterioration too. It's too bad that the show is reaching an end, but we are going to continue with the show with this subject next time. And the amino acid cysteine appears in grass-fed dairy and especially in grass-fed cows' dairy, which is called processed. This is a great viable source of cysteine. not replaced by other source in the most bioactive form. There is much more about this subject. There is much more. You will learn soon why grass-fed cow dairy or grass-fed cow whey is even superior to any kind of supplement that you can take. Okay? This is the end of the show. I want to tell you, go and check the information because we are providing a special sale on the Estro-X shake. We'll come with a special announcement during the week with this product. And thank you for supporting. Thank you for calling the show. More information will be later on. Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ori.
We'll meet next week.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Huffmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.